Well, thanks ever so much for joining us for our Tech Law 10 podcast this week. I'm Jonathan Armstrong. I'm speaking to you from the UK. And Eric.
This is Eric Sinrod, Jonathan's partner in San Francisco, United States, Dwayne Morris.
And thanks ever so much for coming back to us. Today, it's something that's on your mind, Eric, airport scanners. Personal experience or just something you want to get off your chest?
or get under my clothes and into my chest, as the case may be. I mean, I think we're all now relatively familiar with, you know, trying to struggle through airports and, you know, getting onto our airplanes and having to go through airport security and through the body scanner, you know, machines and the like. And, you know, this can be a hassle, but the question arises, you know, what happens to the images of your body that are taken once you go through the scanner and you've completed that process? And maybe that's something you've worried about, Jonathan. It hadn't really occurred to me. I just want to make my flight. But this has come across the attention of one of our United States senators, Charles Schumer, and he's been giving this some thought, and he's now proposed a legal bill here that, if enacted into law, would make it illegal for anyone to distribute or copy these images in an unauthorized fashion. And the punishment for a violation, you know, is not insignificant. Penalties could be fines as high as $100,000 and up to a year in prison or both. So what do you make of that, Jonathan? Yeah.
I think we have had the same concerns in Europe. Schiphol, the Amsterdam airport, has a new generation of scanner that gets down and dirty, I guess, with images of individuals, and it is a scary process even going through it. And I believe some of these scanners have been suspended after the data privacy regulator expressed concerns. And the whole issue of air travel is a hot issue for data regulators over here in Europe. We're concerned not only about body scanners, but also the European authorities just last week published additional opinions that they had on what's called the PNR system. This is the system whereby airlines are mandated to keep a roster of of information from people who are on the plane and pass it on to the US authorities prior to that plane departing. Now, Europe's concern really is they get the fact that post 9/11 we live in a different world and we need to know who's on board planes. But Europe's real concern is almost the same as you've alluded to. It's what happens to that data next. And the concern that Europe has is that the US authorities don't just limit the use of that data to fighting the good fight against terrorism, which is important to us all, but have also used that in the past, allegedly, to pick up people who are suspected of antitrust violations, pick up people who are suspected of being involved in tax avoidance and evasion, and to pick up people who they suspect have been engaging in things like online gambling. There's a very interesting story of some, I guess, 80s rock group, showing my age, called Marillion, who landed at... in the US because somebody on board the flight had shown up on the PNR system. So I think we have this concern about data generally, but I think that my gut feel is that I love the Cash Hill in Forbes magazine in the US has written, I think, a couple of times on this, and she had a story about some people in the US that were producing special undergarments for body scanners. I don't know whether you saw that, Eric.
No.
So you could get an Adam or an Eve version, and they came with, I think, fig leaves or whatever appropriate things printed. And I think one of them had some slogan for the scanner operative to read, which was something like, you know, please respect my modesty, or something less polite than that even, printed across the undergarment. It seems to me that's not a particularly sensible idea. I would have thought that, I don't know whether you have the same, in Europe we'd call that rubber glove time if you try and if you try and play clever with the border agents.
That's very interesting. I'm not aware of that, but perhaps frequent flyers should be given interesting undergarments to display their thoughts. One thing I should point out as a matter of fairness, the TSA here, the Transportation Security Administration, reportedly has stated that images are deleted after review and that the body scan images are not susceptible of storing, printing, or distributing, and that blurring of images blocks individual identification. So they're on record essentially saying, don't worry, there's not a problem here. But I believe the purpose behind Senator Schumer's bill is designed to add legal force just in case with respect to technology that scans under our clothing. So I think the bottom line, at least as far as I'm concerned, is, you know, clearly security is vital and important. You know, we do live in an age of, you know, terrorism and fear as a result. But by the same token, you know, privacy is very important too, and we need to strike a proper balance. And that's the challenge, don't you think?
I think you're right. I mean, from a purely personal point of view, I've been in a very small way a victim of this. And as you know, Eric, I like to cook. And it's all down. It's a story of how of the added complexities of the carrot baton, in my view. I was trying to cut carrots for 15 people into batons. I've now learned that that was a dumb idea for various reasons, but I managed to delete the end of my thumb in the process. About 3 weeks before getting on a plane, coming over there to the US. And as a reward for my inefficient cookery skills, I was invited by your dear US government to sit in a waiting room for an hour or so, and then was given the opportunity to explain my cookery deficiencies. Why? Because my thumbprints apparently no longer match. So I'm now on the list of people who have to explain their culinary deficiencies each time they enter the States. So I know that's a completely trivial example, but it seems to me that I can see why people would be concerned. The level of information that governments have on them is more than ever before. And whilst ever we got concerned during the the Nazi repressive era, for example, or during the war, and we talked about information security, although we didn't call it that then, governments now have more information on us than they did in those days, and it's more prone to leaks. In the UK, for example, the Information Commissioner has brought a number of prosecutions and investigations recently against government and local government agencies, because they lose things like memory sticks. They send information to the wrong people. We've just sent our UK passport agency has just sent passport applications to the wrong email address. And, we really do need to tighten up. And I think when governments tighten up more, then maybe bills like your senator's bills will hopefully become less necessary. But maybe that's a dream that we're not going to get.
Well, this has certainly been an illuminating topic and perhaps even a revealing topic. But I want to thank you for joining me on this one this week. This has been your weekly Tech Law 10 from Jonathan and me, Eric. You can reach us at our email addresses. Mine is ejsinrod@dwaynemorris.com. Jonathan, yours is?
jparmstrong@dwaynemorris.com.
And you can find us on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere on the net. We're there, and we look forward to any comments and thoughts you have in terms of future topics, and otherwise we'll try to be back at you next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening.